We're away for another edition of Zav Chat, and we've got a big crew in the studio, but let me introduce our principal, Bill Doherty. Morning, Bill.
Morning, Shane. Morning, Wilbur. How are you?
Morning, Mr. Doherty. Yeah, very well, thank you.
Great. Clock's ticking down to the world's greatest shave. There's a few shorter haircuts running around at the moment, so enthusiasm is building.
Yeah, it is. We've just ticked over 140,000, so only 10,000 away from the goal. It's really exciting.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic effort all round. And even just putting the dollars aside, it's just fantastic to watch the enthusiasm that you and Benji and Jack have just really brought to the fore. It's just wonderful to watch.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we had yesterday we had a warm-up event in the rig quad at recess and lunch, and all the rowers have just gained some free speed, I think. In the boats, they're
all part
shaving.
Of the race plan.
Yeah.
Yes, very good.
Well, it's a big day because as we record this on a Thursday morning, the Generations Breakfast is on, and what that's all about is finding families through the college who've had boys right through the generations. And we've actually found one today, Bill, with four generations. Why don't you introduce them? It's a great story.
I'd love to introduce them, and I might even get Chris to actually tell the full extent of the great family history. But we've got the Reardons with us. So Chris Reardon, class of 63, graduating. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much, Bill.
And we've got Simon, Chris's son.
Good morning.
Simon, graduating in 1988. And last but not least, Hamish, and currently in year 11 at the college, and three generations sitting around this table. It's very special. Welcome, Hamish.
Thanks very much, Mr. Doherty.
Fantastic.
But Chris, why don't we start with you? And this is there are so many wonderful connections and relationships and families that exist through this incredible Xavier community of ours. And Chris, it's a bit of a special milestone for your family this year. You go back away.
Yeah, we do. My father started here as a boarder 100 years ago this year.
Oh, wow.
So he was the first one. And then he had, what do you have, four boys, and all went through Xavier as boarders. Yep. So that was one of those was me.
Yeah.
And then, of course, my son, well, my three sons, but Simon, who's here, came through, and now my grandson, Hamish. And on my wife's side, it's a very similar story. Her father, her brothers, and their children. So,
what was that family name, Chris?
Lee, L-E-Y.
L-E-Y,
yes,
fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic. And Simon, if I could just ask you, and then maybe over to Hamish, is it noted for you? Was it noted at the time that you're following in the footsteps of your father and then of your grandfather? And maybe, Hamish, your reflections here as well?
Yeah, it definitely was. With all that history, I'd heard a lot about it before I even started. And coming from Shepparton as a boarder, it was some of the stories from Dad's day as a boarder were a little scary. Thankfully, by the time I got here, it wasn't quite as scary.
Correct. Because the starting date for one in the family was pretty young.
Yes. Yeah. Well, my grandfather started boarding when he was six. So,
wow.
And I think in those days, they weren't as nice to boarders as they were when I was here with Rolly Howard looking after us. So, yeah. No, but it was certainly nice to be able to put a face to the story. Well, you know, all the things we'd heard about Xavier, it was nice to become part of it.
And Hamish, before going over to you, just boarding community, it's a Shepparton family. You know, your memories back of boarding, and you really become part of a school community, don't you, when you live here?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was pretty special. I felt young. I wasn't six, but I was year nine. But it was amazing how you got to know people back to front, and you know, boys at this at that age, you know how to niggle each other, but you also knew, like, if you're playing footy together, if someone picked on a boarder, they were in trouble, and it was nice to feel part of that.
Yeah. That's great.
And I think that deep sense of connection and relationship still exists right through to today, and particularly just that art of learning how to live and get along with people, and where you've got to let, concede a few things. You can see that evident in our current boarding. But Hamish, you're the fourth generation, so you know, what does it sort of maybe mean to you or feel like knowing that you're walking along your own journey, but in the footsteps of some wonderful men to your right?
I really think, I mean, it's an honour. I've going through Cosca from year five up until Manresa days, I feel like I didn't really truly know what it meant to be like a fourth generation here. And then I reached the senior school in Manresa and now throughout the senior year levels. And I can kind of like all the stories I've been told, I can like put a place, like Dad said, put a face to the story. And I can see where it actually happened. And I think it like strengthens kind of like my relationship to the community and like the area around here.
It was fantastic this morning when I met the three Reardons, and I'd said, you know, sort of wait out the front near the chapel, and I came out the door near your office, Bill, and here they were, and I could see Chris, I think you're pointing up here somewhere in the west wing, and borders, that happened and this happened, and so I'm hearing exactly what you're saying. But Wilbur, we should bring you in now and get a couple of questions from our esteemed college captain.
Yeah, I just had one for sort of all of you maybe. How does it feel sort of knowing, maybe especially for you, Hamish, but how does it feel knowing that you're walking the halls that like your father and your grandfather walked, like they went through similar processes, got taught in the same way, learnt the similar things from the Jesuits and all that? So how does it feel like doing the same thing as them and actually going through the same process on the same grounds? Like, is it a special feeling or?
I really think, yeah, it is special, and you kind of connect with the halls more and all like the areas, and especially some of the teachers. Like I had Mr. Seal teach me Latin, who taught my dad Latin in one
<That's>
year.
<great.
laughs> it's really just like, it does strengthen like your, like the area and where you are, and it gives you like a meaning when you're walking through those walls, I guess, or through those halls, yeah.
Simon?
Yeah, I remember back in the days when I was here, I don't know whether I should be encouraging this, but we climbed up into the old boarding house, like right up the top there, and saw, you know, scribbles on the ceiling from back in Dad's day and before, and it was... It was funny to feel, you could almost feel that sense of those people having been here and some of them having been our ancestors. It was nice.
It certainly puts a bit of perspective, isn't it? You know, we're a few years away from turning 150 as a school, and you just get these story upon story and person upon person and legend upon legend, you know, that goes through it. I'm sure there's a few fish stories as you tick along, but, you know, the scribbles of the past that you speak of, Simon, I think are you know, really, really significant. Chris, in the 60s, we've just had Pirates of Penzance. We were talking earlier, and that was one of the Gilbert and Sullivans that would have been sort of maybe popular in your time, and you had a few that was in 65 and you finished in 63, but the school's changed, but it's still the same.
We did the Gondoliers, and I couldn't sing a note, but somehow I was a girl singing a song, so my parents were very proud. Yeah. But I remember those days very well. The Gilbert and Sullivan was a lot of fun, and it's great to hear that it's still going.
And I can say, and still a lot of fun. Like watching the cast and crew this year, they just had a ball. It was really, really, really great stuff. And we just celebrated that on Zab Chat a few weeks ago, actually. You know, do you get a sort of a sense of great nostalgia as you come in the gates again?
100%. It's a funny feeling walking in. I came here recently for a tour of the school with David King, and it's a really quite almost an eerie feeling. Unbelievably sort of historical and nostalgic. It's quite special. And you look at I was looking at the honour boards and seeing the captain of the 18 and the captain, you know, the guys you remember so well, the super sporting stars.
That must revive great memories.
It does. Yeah. It does. And it's very, very special feeling.
Can I just ask you, what was your dad's name?
John.
Have you got any memories of when John said to you, "You're going to Xavier, young fella"?
None at all.
Is that right? Just too far back.
It was a bit like I just went to Xavier, I became a lawyer, that's what Dad did. And
life is lost a lot sort of simpler, I think, at times in that era.
But in those days, boarding, it was, you know, it was big. You travelled by train. It was always a lot of fun on the train. You get in a lot of trouble. I got four in the bum from Father McAreevy for misbehaving on the train. Yeah, you're reasonably young and you learn a lot. You grow up a lot and get very special friendships. And as you said earlier, Bill, you know, you develop as a person and you learn to live your life and Yeah, it's a great experience.
You're talking about walking in the Great Hall, and in that Great Hall is a great poster. Each year on a poster, it's a banner. The college has a theme for the year. And Hamish, you were the designer of that banner. You're the winning designer. It's wonderful to see, skills flourishing. I think Dad and Grandpa were sort of saying maybe not a lot of creativity in the legal sort of professions over here. But well done. Congratulations on your banner design.
It's really good.
Oh, thank you very much, guys. As Dad said, there's not a lot of art creativity on that side, so I think I have to thank Mum for that one. But it was a true honour to create that banner. And when I got asked and a few of the other boys got asked, we spoke, and then we all kind of came back with our ideas, and I was lucky enough to get chosen to
tell our families what it's all about. I mean, there's a theme. Take us right through it. It's a great story.
So the theme this year is Pilgrims of Hope. And the banner colour was green. So I think it's kind of just like I did a journey, which I portrayed through footsteps. But it was just, it's like a whole story that you put together through a banner that kind of displays a theme that the college wants to portray towards, in the school and then outside of school.
And Pilgrims of Hope has featured a lot and woven into a lot of our story and our celebrations we've gone through the year, and obviously coinciding with the church's theme of the year as well in 2025. But this year there's a great advancement in it as well, because we came a bit digitised, and so when we produce the banner live, there are footsteps that come up, and it's an interactive experience. So, congratulations, Hamish.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Uba.
Yeah, I've probably got more of a question for Simon and Chris. As an old boy at coming out of Xavier, sort of, how do you see all the opportunities that are given to you? We speak about the old boy network being, is it the biggest in the Southern Hemisphere?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. So
that's easy, that one.
Yeah. How does it sort of play out? Like, obviously this breakfast, the Generations Breakfast that's put on this morning is done by Davina Callum, the old Xaverians person here at Xavier. So, yeah, what sort of connections and opportunities do you have through the Old Boy Network?
Yeah, I think Davina's doing an incredible job with that. And I've been involved in a couple of things with her recently where she's just giving... She seems to be great at finding different areas of life that can bring old people, old Xaverians together. She's got the wine group happening. There was... we did a recent panel on the Bank of Mum and Dad.
Yeah, she told me about that.
Yeah, a big part of the, if anyone wants to buy a house these days in Melbourne, you need it. So, it goes on. The Generations Breakfast, I'm sure there are a heap of things I'm not even aware of, but she does a fantastic job at bringing everyone together. And it is an amazing network. It's funny how in everyday life you come across old Xaverians, and there's a sense of connection and a commonality there that immediately gives you a bit of kinship, which I think it's also that gives the opportunity to give others a foot in the door, at least, in their next step in life, which is, I think, really valuable.
Chris, and you stay connected with some of your mates through these years?
Oh, absolutely. But I'll give you one good example of how the network works. A very good friend of mine from my Shepparton days came to Melbourne and had a number of car dealerships. He wasn't an old Xav, but his sons went to Xavier, so he became very involved with his sons and then with the old Xavs. And his business went through the roof. He sold so many cars. And I always laugh about him. He didn't even go to Xavier. He's a big-time old Xav and made a fortune out of his friends and connections. So it works.
Yeah,
and,
brilliant.
And do you go to the reunions? I know Dav runs reunions. I'm doing my maths. You must have had a 60th in the last few years if you were 63.
I've lost track. I'm not sure.
And what about you, Simon? Reunions, I know they happen on the 10-year anniversaries.
Yeah, I loved our border one that was – well, we had the 25. Which was fantastic, and it was great to, being boarders, of course, there's a bit more of the spread once you finish school, and it was great to catch up with guys who were now based in Singapore and London and whatever. Fantastic opportunity to catch up and just reminisce.
Well, I'm going to ask you all the same question. What's your greatest memory? of your time at Xavier?
I wouldn't say greatest, but biggest memory is I was the wicketkeeper for the Xavier First 11. I'll try and be quick. And we were playing our first game, and my parents and my uncles and aunties all come to watch their boy. And the greatest player in the APS at that time was a guy called Paul Sheehan.
Oh, wow.
Superstar. Yes.
Star.
So we got an early wicket in the first inning, so they're 1 for 5, and in walks Paul Sheehan. But the third ball, he feathers the ball straight through to me, and I dropped it. Oh. And he went on to make 97. So that's my biggest memory.
Yeah, you never forget those things, do you? What about you, Simon, after a bit of think time?
It probably comes back to the boarding house. I do remember, just for fun, in year 12, we relocated one of the guy's bedrooms to the front of the chapel, and he had the best view of any bedroom in Melbourne for a day, pretty much.
He
came out of the bathroom, walked into his room, and then discovered it out in front of the chapel.
The kindness that exists through the boarding house, the thoughtfulness towards each other hasn't changed. But it's great. Hamish, I don't know, I'm not going to say the banner's yours, but you've got a few other strings to your bow. Anything that you've loved at this early stage of your journey?
I really love it all, and there's still obviously so much to go. There's still year 12, which is a big year at this school. I think I don't have one biggest memory, but I think just getting like down to either the footy games or the cricket games in the cheer squad is really like it's really fun, and it like makes you feel a part of the community, and I think that's what comes to me when you ask, like, what do you think about? Yeah.
Fantastically said.
We had the cheer squad really roaring on a couple of the Fridays in more recent times, and we did a little video on one of the days, and that would be the biggest social media hits that we've had by, I'm talking sort of social media language there, but like the numbers were brilliant, and it just picks up on what you were saying. The people love that camaraderie, the red and black cheer squad, which I know, Wilbur, you know, you're really proud of, and they're probably getting ready for the head of the river not too far away now.
Yeah, 22nd of March, Eels, so it's a big day, and the rowers are all getting ready now. As I said, they shaved their heads yesterday with the world's greatest shave, so they could have the free speed, I'd like to say, on the day. Yeah.
Hey, while we're talking events, why don't we do it, Trappy?
Here's Wilbur.
Cheers, Hills. So last Friday, we had the funeral of John Catania, who was an old boy and graduated in 2017, who unfortunately passed away of motor neuron disease. And while I'd say it was a very sad day, I thought it was a day that brought the best out in all of us. I think the year 12s got together and formed a guard of honour with the class of 2017. So, yeah, that was a day that was celebrating his life and, sort of celebrates the camaraderie and kinship that comes with Xavier that we've talked about today.
Father Chris did say to me it's the biggest mess he's ever done at Xavier.
Yeah. And then Monday we obviously had a good break with Labor Day. All the year 12s got to rest and have an extra day of full study, which was good. On Wednesday we had the Academic Awards Assembly for all the boys from 7 to 11, which was good, rewarding human excellence and achievement in the classroom, which is always good. And then we also had on Tuesday the shave of the rowers, which was also great.
And we were talking yesterday, Bill, there's a lot coming up in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
It's
an incredible calendar.
So certainly the co-curricular life of the school really gets to its culmination, et cetera, and that's lovely. But there are so many things going. It's a wonderful celebration of academics and of all the things that actually go into making success. And success looks different for everyone. And that was able to be celebrated in the same way that some genuine skill from some of our boys was able to be rewarded as well.
Well, the great Wilbur is hoping to have a couple of special guests next week as we head into Head of the River. So we've got a bit of work to do there, Wilbur. But do you want to thank our generational guests?
Yeah. It's been great to have you, Simon, Chris and Hamish. Yeah, so I think it's just great to showcase the very different lives and generations that come through Xavier. And, yeah, you've just all, as you said, put it into perspective for us at the school today. And, yeah, it's such a great thing, I think.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's a real pleasure. And just as we go, those funerals, as tragic as they are, and some awfully young lives lost, they bring our school community together, and it's Xavier at its best. You know, it talks about relationship and this connection that goes through the years.
So. No doubt about that. And I went to a couple of them, so I can absolutely for that. So Bill Wilber, Reardon's, thank you. We're off to the Generations Breakfast, and we'll see you 7 days hence.